Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara and our beauty expert Ivana Breen is back in studio today from Akina Beauty. Good morning, Ivana. How are you?
I'm good, Trina. And you?
Brilliant. So this is something that I know that you're going to absolutely cringe at the thought of, but pimple popping has become an obsession with people. There's so many videos online at the moment. And you know what? Even a TV show is on Netflix. Dr. Pimple Popper, what are your views? Should we be doing anything like that with our skin?
So first of all, I don't know how people can watch that. I have no problem pimple popping in the clinic and doing the treatment myself, but I can't watch somebody else doing it. I think it's gross. Anyway, so should you be doing it yourself? Absolutely not. No. The problem with doing it yourself is sometimes if you put too much pressure on the skin, you can actually burst the follicle underneath your skin and that can spread the bacteria. So you can encourage more bacteria in the skin if you do it the wrong way. If you are going to an event and you have a big whopper that has like a little, you know, the kind of whitey, greeny, yellowy kind of a
Stop
head on it.
Oh, I'm gross.
if you have one of those, you can knock off the little head. But once you start to see blood, that's it. Stop squeezing it. Don't put any pressure on your skin at all, because that's where you'll end up doing more damage. And the thing with doing it yourself as well is you could potentially end up scarring your skin, particularly if you've a darker skin type. You can get post pigmentation scarring. Yeah,
so it's very, very serious.
Oh, it is. Yeah, yeah.
And I think these type of TV shows are encouraging people almost to get rid of all the gunk underneath the skin, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, certainly get rid of the gunk for sure, but get a professional to do it for you. It definitely isn't something that you should be doing at home on your own. And there are so many techniques that we have in the clinic that we soften the skin up and we prep the skin before we go anywhere near doing any kind of extractions. And even these little tools that you can buy online, you know, like the black...
The little metal things.
You can do so much damage with those at home. So really, I would encourage people not to do them themselves. Unless they're practically hanging out of your skin and they will rub off, then of course, yeah, get rid of it.
Okay.
But never pressure.
And if that is the case, how should you use cotton wool, or what should you use?
To do the extraction, I would just use, you could use a bit of cotton wool, a little bit of tissue. But again, it's all about the pressure. Just don't put too much pressure on your skin.
Okay. Now, when you're doing that in the clinic, what kind of prep do you have to do?
So what I would do is we cleanse the skin. We thoroughly cleanse the skin. So we've removed all the surface debris on the skin first. And then we do some kind of an enzyme treatment or some kind of a gentle peel that might contain either, as I say, enzymes, or maybe something like glycolic acid or salicylic acid is a great one for getting down. And what that does, those products get into the pore and dissolve the pore. There's one particular treatment that we have called Detox Clear. And when we paint that onto the area where the blackheads are, it goes in and it causes like a little explosion in the pore. So it makes it much easier for us to actually physically lift those things out. And then there are tools that I use. I don't just use my fingers. I sometimes use a needle to get stuff. And sometimes there's like a little layer of skin over the opening of the follicle. So I'll just break that really gently without causing any trauma. And
yeah,
get it out.
Yeah. I've seen on the videos online, and sometimes they're using like an actual blade to pierce the skin.
Yeah, yeah. Because now, and obviously that is definitely something that needs to be done by a qualified professional. Mm. If there's a big cyst, it's these cyst-like sacs. And what happens is once they form, they'll always refill.
Yeah, yeah.
So you actually have to physically lift them out. But that is definitely not anywhere near stuff that should be done at home.
Right. How do you know then the difference between a normal pimple and a cyst that you should maybe really be getting checked?
A pimple is very superficial on the surface. A cyst is like a lump.
It's harder.
It's harder. It's usually more tender on the skin. And when you do squeeze it, nothing comes out of a cyst.
Right, okay.
So you need to just leave it alone.
There was one I saw, and it was a man who had it on his back for 25 years and did nothing about it. So I take it like people will get these all over the body.
Oh yeah, and they're very common on the back, and particularly with men, yeah. But they can appear anywhere. They can appear in your ears, they can appear behind your ears, they can be on the face, on the neck. There's so, you know, they can be anywhere. There's a pore, really. But yeah, they can easily be removed. removed. And like that, once they're removed, depending on the depth of the... Sometimes it's a blackhead, sometimes it's a cyst. If it's a blackhead that's just filled up with debris, if it, sometimes they can become really wide in diameter, and then it's about how you treat the skin afterwards to help support the collagen so that the skin can almost go back to its original, which can be difficult if it's been there for like 25 years.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe don't wait 25 years. Are there some people, Ivana, who are more prone to getting blackheads than that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's hereditary. So you inherit your skin type, and you inherit whether you have open pores. Everybody has pores. Some people's are just a little bit more visible than others. It's one of the things that kind of upsets me in the clinic a lot when people come in and say, oh, I've got massive pores, and I'm looking at their skin and they do not have massive pores. But people are obsessed with pores.
It's because of these bloom and magnifying mirrors, isn't it?
I know. But I think if people sometimes, if they can see a pore, they think it's big. But everybody has pores. Even the Naomi Campbells of this planet have pores. Yeah. And some just have teeny tiny little ones. Other people have larger ones. You're never going to close a pore. It's not supposed to close. But as you age, they do get more obvious, because what's happening is you're getting a buildup of oil and debris and dead cells. And because your shedding process doesn't happen as quickly when you're older, you're not getting rid of that debris as quickly. So that's where something simple like a gentle cleansing, or a gentle toner, I should say, with something like salicylic or lactic acid can be very good. But again, it's about getting the right toner for the skin type. I've seen too many people get that wrong.
That is why you need to go in and really get your skincare, your home care kit tailored for yourself, really, isn't it? Instead of specifically for you. There is Ivana Breen from Akina Beauty on Lower Leeson Street, and you're all over social media too.
I am. So on Instagram, it's at Ivana Breen. I think people will probably find me a bit easier if they use the hashtag Akina Beauty. So it's AKINA Beauty. Then it's Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic on Facebook, and Twitter, it's Akina Beauty.
Thank you, Ivana. We'll talk to you really soon. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.